And now, broadcasting on Star Worldwide Networks, it's In the Green Room. Green is in, but what does that really mean for you? Join the gang for a fun and energetic half-glass, half-full perspective to what and how sustainability is the lifestyle for the future. It can really affect everything you do, from your health, wallet, environment, money, even your morals. So our goal, to help save the planet one show at a time. Now, welcome to the Green Room.
Welcome, everybody. I'm here in Scottsdale, Arizona, in the Green Room, and I'm Kinga.
I'm Quita.
And I'm Brian.
And you guys know the motto. It's saving the planet
one show at a time.
Yay. And this show is a very exciting show. We're going to tease and tell you guys what to expect. And then we want to hear Kinga's had a pretty exciting week. I don't know what to expect. She just said she had something to say. So let's start with talking about some of our guests we've got coming up. We've got Mr. Tim O'Neill with Goodwill Industries of Arizona. And you guys
say hello,
know,
Tim.
Hello, everyone.
And you guys know Goodwill is one of our main sponsors. And
Premier sponsor.
I like Premier. That sounds good.
Premier.
That's awesome.
The best.
And then we've also got, I don't know how you guys feel about organic, healthy, fast food. That doesn't even go together, right? Well, we've got Delight Healthy on the go in the house. And let me tell you guys.
Delight. I love Delight.
Yes. They are awesome. Yay. They're healthy. They're organic. And they're fast food.
I know. I love their food. It's great.
And so, we have a giveaway.
You know what? Just real quick on Delight.
Yes.
So have you ever seen Scottsdale Road bog up just south of Thomas?
Uh-oh.
Because that's Delight. Am I right?
My sound doesn't right. seem like it's loud enough. Is it
they
loud?
Have such a following. And yes. It is. It's
well,
like
for
a
good
cult.
Reason.
It's so popular, but in my opinion, I mean, I wish you guys had 25 locations because you guys, we need them all over the valley.
You show me
yes.
how to do it.
And I think they only have three right now, but they're continuing growing. And hey, for those of you who have not heard of Delight and you want to try them
out,
but you know, sometimes you don't want to go out to eat because you don't want to waste your money. What if you don't like it? Well, guess what? They're giving away free gift cards. And so the way you're going to get that
free.
Gift card, yes,
let's all
free,
call
free,
in.
Free. I know.
Are we having call-ins today or no?
No, actually the gift cards, it's online. It's on our Facebook page, which is inthegreenroom.green. So start commenting. Tell us how you eat organic and healthy on a dime. And then by the end of the show, we will tell you who gets those free $25 gift cards. We've got five of them.
Wow.
All right.
Five.
So,
Brian.
Five is a lie.
Yeah. And it's not. Brian, I'm sorry. You can't have the gift card. We have to give it to our listeners.
That's okay.
You're okay with that?
I will just get some beets and I'll put it in the blender.
Oh, my God. All right, Kinga, Miss Giggly over there.
Okay.
Tell us about all of this news that you want to share with us
tonight. Number one, as we all know, Chet turned 21 about 2 weeks ago.
Chet is Kinga's baby boy.
Chet, turn the camera around on you so everyone can see you.
Check
Chet,
out
say
that.
Hello.
How's it going?
I'll film you for a second.
Oh, he tried to make his voice a little deeper just because you turned 21.
No, I didn't. That's what I did. Wait, Delight's croissant sandwich, super dank. Go for that.
Okay. All right. He even knows how to plug.
So I got to go to UVA where my daughter runs track. Uh-huh. And my son, 21, had his college friends in town. And so we all celebrated the 21. I never do shots. Okay.
Uh-oh.
And somehow they were all like you're saying shots. And I kept saying no. And finally they were all making fun of me. So I did two shots. My first two shots.
Do we want to know what that did to you?
And she peed in the street. So.
Well, that's what you get for letting Chet talk. There you go.
I did, actually.
Uh-huh, there's your karma. Hey, guys, so you know the karma.
That's so organic.
That.
That's so organic.
Absolutely. She saved the waters, though. I mean.
And the funny thing behind this, guys, is Kinga's always trying to make Chet talk, and he's like, no. That's what you get. He showed you.
I'm happy.
Right, Chet?
He's funny. See, he's good.
So what else, Kinga?
So then his friends wanted to go to a Giants game, and I have some friends that are with the Charo, which is a charity organization. It's a little club within the Giants. And so I called at the last minute, and Chad Schubert, I'm going to plug him. He got us tickets to go to the Charos, and the game was sold out, and I was pretty lucky. I got Chet and his friends in. And then today, the Royals game, my friend Allie Griffel, her husband is Pedro Griffel, one of the coaches. So tomorrow we're all going to the game.
Who's joining King at the game?
Well, I've got 5 tickets. Colin, if you want to go. Anyway, that's my week. Go ahead, Brian. What's your week?
Well, yeah, no, it's interesting. We had an interesting week, right? Because we actually were ambassadors for Goodwill.
Yes.
Thank you. Amazing.
They do a tour twice a month. And we were fortunate to be actually ambassadors, where we invited some people. It's about limited to 20, 24 people. But it's very intimate. It's very, how do I say it? It's inspirational, Tim. Because we actually got to learn and listen to people that had their lives changed. Goodwill, they put their money back into the community with working with 700 employers across the country. They placed 44,000 people last year, on pace for 45,000. And so we were blessed with being able to talk and represent and be ambassadors for Goodwill.
So blessed. And Tim, we're also inspired by what you do. You started at that company when you were like 14 or 15 years old?
Pretty close, about 16 in the business. But yeah, I've been there a long time.
And he's worked his way up to be CEO. He's number one in the company. That's
if you guys were able to sit and listen to all the things they do and how motivating and inspiring it was, I literally went home and I was just like, you know, I think maybe I'm going to quit my job and call Tim up and say, hey, Tim, can I work with you? Because it felt that good. We heard from so many employees.
You're going to quit in the green room?
Not in the green room. In the green room, so everybody knows, this is my passion.
And your family. We're your family.
And family.
Are Brian and I family?
But it is not the job that pays the bills. Okay?
Well, that's going to change. That's going to change. I'm working hard.
Yes. He goes working.
But I do want a part-time job with Tim, too.
You can all come in and work for us. Absolutely. We'll find you something to do.
Perfect.
Well, and that's a great leeway into one of the things, Tim, we talked a lot about, is Goodwill does such a good job of helping people find that dream job, no matter what your skill level.
Absolutely, yeah. So we have 19 free-of-charge career centers throughout Central Arizona. And now, just so everyone knows, also Northern Arizona. So that'll bring us up to 24 career centers throughout
Northern Arizona.
Yeah,
explain that.
We just started a merger process. We're about to complete it at the end of the month. So we'll be a much larger organization by the time that April 1st rolls around. And so 24 career centers throughout Central and Northern Arizona, completely free of charge. Anybody from the community can come in, receive services,
What are the services?
Resume writing, interview skills, people skills, just learning how to work with other people. And then anything specific, if you have a specific job skill, whatever you may need, we're able to help you provide that. And then what we do is we network with those 700 employers that Brian talked about and place those people out in the community. A lot of people think that when you come in and receive a service from Goodwill, you're working for Goodwill. And that's not exactly true. We have about 4,000 team members that work for us, but another 40,000 are actually placed into jobs throughout Central and Northern Arizona.
You know, I'm so inspired, and we feel so blessed and lucky to have you in our lives.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Tim.
Well, for the show, for the community, just understand, In the Green Room has been a tremendous sponsor of Goodwill. And as Brian talked about, coming to one of our entry events, our Goodwill tours, anybody in the community can do that. And just our website is posted. Let us know. We're happy to give you a tour. But all of the folks on the show have been wonderful to us and helped us just reach out to people we would have never been able to reach out to before. So thank you for that.
Yeah. And you know what's really cool? Like Tim just came in today and there's something new constantly happening with Goodwill. You know, these donation drives that you can do, that anybody can do, whether it's Girl Scouts or neighborhoods or churches. You know, can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's something most people don't realize, but the Girl Scouts is a good example. That's one where the girls get together, the troops get together, and they do an actual donation drive, and they receive a badge for doing that. And so that's out of the goodness of their heart. But if you're a school, a church, a homeowners association that wants to raise funds for your personal organization or your organization you're part of, we can come in, provide the trucks, provide the people to actually handle a large-scale donation drive, and then pay you for those donations. And so if you need to raise funds, whatever it may be for, you can do a donation drive with Goodwill and actually earn funds for your organization, and at the same time allow us to raise funds to help more people than ever get back on their feet and back into jobs.
I know that when a long time ago, I thought you just recycle this, you recycle that, but I didn't realize you can recycle things with holes that are dirty. Can you explain that? One shoe, mattresses?
Absolutely. So we can take anything as long as it's not hazardous waste, and we have figured out a way to recycle that. Again, as we've talked about, we have this large facility. It's called our ROC, our Retail Operations Center, 200,000 square feet, and its primary purpose is helping recycle the over 130 million pounds that are donated to us throughout central Arizona, now again northern Arizona, to make sure it stays out of landfill. So it can be things like a ripped sheet, that's recyclable, an old mattress, we can recycle that. And we're one of the only places on the West Coast that actually recycle a full mattress. So the covering of the mattress is recycled, the filling of the mattress is recycled, the metal from the springs is recycled, and the wood is recycled. So it's a 100% reusable product. But things like that, single shoes, there are areas around the world where shoes are such a commodity that finding a right shoe in a blue size 7 and a left shoe in a red size 7 is usable. Now, we wouldn't do that here, but that, you know, we have to think globally. When you think about sustainability, it's not just about Arizona. It's not just about this country. It's about worldwide and what sustainability looks like and how there's some very unique ways you can actually help the environment just by cleaning out your closet from all the things that, that you never use again.
Well, and when you're...
I just wanted to say real quick, Quita, what's really cool about the clearance center, right? So we always shop at an establishment, right? We see things on the rack and, you know, you're wondering, does that all that get bought? So at Goodwill, those items that don't get sold go to the clearance center. And at $1.29 a pound, you can go there and fill your bag up. And it's, you should see these people are so excited.
They run to get the product.
No, and there's nice products. There's books, there's clothes, there's
really
dishware. And it's incredible. Mm-hmm. It's all like a, I don't know, I want to say a well-greased wheel that everything gets recycled. And then the funds go back into the community. It's like, it's a perfect model.
People make it almost into a business, right, Tim?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So the micro businesses of people that come in and buy stuff from either our stores or our clearance centers and then go out and sell it on Craigslist or eBay or wherever it may be, it's hundreds of thousands of items every year that people buy and resell. So it's almost like an upcycle in that somebody buys it, donates it. Somebody buys it again, resells it, buys it, donates it. It's amazing how many times items can be reused. Yes, recycled completely.
Well, and then too, when people are looking through their closets and cleaning things out, how picky should we be?
Not at all. As long as it is not a hazardous material, we want everything. Ripped, stained, it doesn't matter. Clothing, unless it's wet, clothing is 100% reusable. Shoes are 100% reusable. Bedding and bath items, 100% reusable. Stuffed animals, 100%.
Stuffed animals?
Absolutely.
So that's a good point you make, because I think, like, wow, I've always thought I'm donating clothes for people to buy my clothes, but not necessarily. You're saying some of these clothes are not necessarily sold. They are recycled for something different?
Yeah, and so all of it is technically sold. It just may not be sold in one of our stores, but there are markets around the world where these items can be reused and where they're really needed. I mean, in some areas, there's no manufacturing of textiles, and so that clothing, those shoes are very important for those people to be able to actually have nice, usable garments to wear.
What about books? If a book is, like, written in or ripped up, you still want
Absolutely.
Those
Absolutely. It's paper and can be recycled, so you bet we want all of them.
So this, for you guys that are listening, bottom line, I'm hearing you say, Tim, really clean out your whole house and take it over to Goodwill. It's one stop. You don't have to figure it out. And you guys pick it up as well, right?
We do, yeah. We have a home pickup program. But yes, anything in your house, as you're cleaning it out, make sure that just feel free. We want anything that you can possibly give. And remember, when you're donating, make sure that you do your homework on organizations. There's rumors out there about who you should donate to and who you shouldn't, but we're truly a 501c3 not-for-profit, which means all the money stays local and is used for local purposes to provide all those job training, interview skills, run those career centers. So we truly are a not-for-profit, and the merchandise stays local. And that's not the case with everybody you may think of donating to.
Mm-hmm. Okay, TVs, computers, radios, all that kind of old stuff, is it?
Yeah, so some of that stuff,
actually,
well, some of it costs us money to recycle it, but yes, we want to have those items. We want to make sure that when people think of Goodwill, they think of donating everything to us. And, you know, I think one of the things that we also do, it's not just about Goodwill. We've really worked hard to collaborate, and when we talk about not-for-profit organizations, in the greater Phoenix area, all of us work together. We all serve a purpose. And so while we may provide jobs, an organization like St. Mary's does a great job of providing food, or UMOM provides a great safe place for women that come out of domestic violence. We partner with lots of different organizations. And so one of the things I think that customers should be aware of, not just people that donate, is we'll have certain times during the month where people can come in and we hold a change campaign for other organizations. And so over a weekend, we will ask people that shop our stores to donate their change. So if your purchase was $9.50 and you had a $10 bill, we'd ask you to donate that 50 cents, not to Goodwill, but to other organizations. And so a good example of how that helps other not-for-profits is recently the Phoenix Rescue Mission. We raised $20,000 for them in 2 days.
Wow.
And that was through the generosity of our customers. So that collaboration, we have the outlets for people to come in and shop. We have the reach, but we're able to take those dollars and help the Phoenix Rescue Mission go out and do the things that they do best. You know, another great story is Child Crisis Center.
I volunteer for the Crisis Center.
Oh, my gosh. What a great organization.
I do a lot for Crisis Center.
If you tour one of their facilities, that's a true tug at your heartstrings.
Yes.
But we worked with them and collected $10,000 for them. And so that's a great partnership. As a matter of fact, I think at the tour you were just at, we had a gentleman from there speak about the partnership and the collaboration that we do. So when you donate to Goodwill, it's not just about helping Goodwill. We work very hard to collaborate so that we make the community a better place overall.
Can you let our listeners know about your luncheons that you have twice a month to recruit people?
Sure. So that's going back to what Brian was talking about earlier, and that's just coming in. It's a one-hour tour. It's held at our recycling facility at 51st and Van Buren. But anybody from the public can come in, and we're happy to let you hear the story, not about Goodwill, but about the people that have come through our services that have worked really hard and pulled themselves up to make themselves successful. And so you can reach us at our website, which is goodwillaz.org, and one of our information pages, and ask a question. We're happy to have anybody from the community attend. And also, if you'd like to be an ambassador and come in and actually host one of these events, you are welcome to do that. And so we've had lots of these events so far. It's something that's fairly new. It's been about a year that we've been doing these things, but the outreach has just been tremendous.
You really should get Chet involved because he has that whole college just about to graduate.
So, Chet, you just got recruited, it sounds like.
Yes.
So.
Yep. And he knows so many people.
That's great.
Chet, say hi.
Listen to your mom. Look at her. Here she goes again. Say hi.
Sure.
King
All right.
I don't know if Kinga learned her lesson, but Chet may have something else
I also
to say.
Want to say something about Goodwill, right?
Yes.
So, you know, being in commercial real estate, so I encourage everybody to go visit a Goodwill store because these stores are beautiful. I mean, they are... In my opinion, they are anchors to shopping centers. I know, in fact, some organizations and some groups that are making these stores energy efficient. I know what you guys are doing in the background, but these are great stores, and you know that they're well merchandised. It's not what you think it is. It's not a thrift store. I hate to say it, but that word is no longer used.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. We worked really hard, and so in my time in the organization. The transformation has been pretty amazing because we did go from that old kind of dank, dark, dirty, you know, in the corner thrift store. And now we've worked really hard to become a mainstream retailer with that sub discounters like Ross and TJ Maxx and Marshalls. And, you know, I think it's interesting when you talked, Kinga talked earlier about going into our clearance center and seeing that people fight for the goods.
Excitement. They're excited.
Our grand openings, what's been amazing is we're opening about 9 stores a year. And what's amazing to me is people sleep outside the night before.
Okay, I want to see
like
that.
Black Friday.
When is the next one? I want to go to that. An opening, a grand opening.
Nobody in my organization tells me anything. I don't know when the next grand opening is.
He's the boss.
Okay, can we find out exactly?
We'll find out for you.
Can I go?
Absolutely.
Can we spend the night?
Oh, if you want to, sure.
No, we're not going to go any further conversation of spending the night.
I'm just saying the three of us could sleep in a little tent.
Can Kinga pee on the sidewalk?
Absolutely. Chris in the building, I guess, huh?
All right. But,
yeah, it really,
you know what? Is that kind of littering? No.
Sorry, I apologize. I just went off on a dirt road.
You
there,
did, yes.
It was in the desert. Come on.
All right.
It was in the desert on the way from Tucson back to Phoenix.
So, guys, of course, we will have all of Goodwill's information on our site. And, hey, if you guys have questions for Tim of any type of volunteer, anything you guys want to do, you want to learn, feel free to ask us those questions on our Facebook page. And, hey, you can call in right now if you want to. Tim is here for a couple more minutes, right, Tim? You'll answer questions?
Absolutely.
All right, that number is 480-421-0640. Brian, what's that number?
480-421-0640.
Don't ask me. I don't know.
All right, guys. Well, of course, we've got some live music for you, too. And we are so excited for this next guest, Mr. Jam, because he is so conscious in himself. So we are definitely going to want to talk to him. And I asked him, I said, Jam, how would you describe your music? How would we introduce you?
Well, first of all, I want to know if the red hair is real. Is that real red hair?
No, it's a wig.
Is it?
It's real.
Kinga,
you're real.
Right? Kinga, you don't ask people if their hair is real.
I do. I want to touch it.
You can touch
is it. Real? Okay. Yeah, it's real. Real
guys,
red hair.
If you could see this, get on the Facebook page. And yes, that's what Kinga is doing. She is filling poor Jam's hair. But again, Jam said, he's introduced, he said, just say positive presence.
Yeah. I like my entire intention whenever I play music is to just share a positive presence with other people. So yeah, I would just consider the music, you know, folk music and sharing a positive presence. So,
all right, what are you going to play for us tonight?
So this first tune I'm going to play is, it's an original called Universal Love. And I just recorded it at Jack Johnson's studio in Hollywood, actually. And it runs off of 100% solar energy.
Love it. See, didn't I tell you guys? He is really into his version of green. We all have our own version.
That's right. Absolutely. So this song is called Universal Love.
All right, let's do it.
Open your mind to heal this world. Universal love is what it's all about. Open your eyes to what is real. Universal love is what is seen throughout. Antidote to keep us afloat, moving towards the future. Good things come and we need them sooner. Smile towards the clouds, obstacles all around. There's a blessing in them. Time will show how to heal the conundrum. There's no coincidence in life, it's all planned to coincide. Open your mind to heal this world. Universal love is what it's all about. Open your eyes to what is real. Universal love is what is seen throughout. This world needs your medicine. It's in your heart and it's in your grin. Let it all flow downstream. Love is your guide leading out of this dream. Take the river as far as you can. The path is the goal in creation's hands. It's all love before your eyes. Embody the sun and help others rise. Open your mind to heal this world. Universal love is what it's all about. Open your mind to what is real. Universal love is what is seen throughout.
Magical is the word I'm going to say.
Thank you.
Okay, for our theme of our show, you are the number one star.
Thank you so much.
Now, Jam, you know, like Kinga said, we're about saving the planet
one show
at a time.
And universal love.
Universal love.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
You said you're vegan.
I am.
So
vegan.
Just to kind of lead into our next guest, one of the questions we were asking people is, how do you eat healthy on a budget? And
sure.
Vegan, that's even harder if you're not gardening or growing your own food. It's a little more expensive, would you say?
You know, surprisingly enough, it's actually cheaper to be vegan than to eat meat because if you go to the store and you look at milk, it's actually really expensive. It's like, what, three? I don't buy milk, so I don't know how much it is, but what is it? Like?
Right now it's on sale for $1.99.
Oh, okay, $1.99.
Where, Quita?
Actually, most of the stores had that same sale this week.
Okay. Okay. Well, so anyway, so meat is one of the most expensive products that you can buy in the store. And if you don't eat organic, which I choose to, I suggest people should, you can actually save more money on your groceries and stuff like that just by eating vegetables and seeds and nuts and legumes and beans and all that good stuff. And it's a lot healthier for your body and for our environment, too. So,
how long have you been vegan?
I've been vegan for 3 years now.
And what made you decide to make that choice?
I was actually a full-blown meat eater the day before I went vegan. And I was eating a steak, and it was undercooked. And I went to work, and I had a super upset stomach. And I got sick at work, and one of my coworkers was like, "That's why I'm vegan. You should just go vegan." I'm puking my guts out. And I'm like, all right, I'll try it for 2 weeks and I'll see what it's like. And I felt so much more energy and vibrancy. And it felt like I had, it was a lot lighter that's the best way to describe it. It felt like there was a lightness in my body whenever I stopped eating meat. Because people don't realize that whenever you're eating meat, or at least eating less of it, people don't realize how much energy is being used up in our own bodies digesting meat.
Digesting, yes.
So it really sparked a moment of like clarity where it was like, oh, I think I should, you know, try to eat more.
Was it a hard thing?
Do you butcher yourself?
I do, yeah.
And when you eat out, where do you go?
There's a bunch of really cool vegan restaurants, but there's this place called Coronado that I love to eat at, and they buy all local stuff, and they're in downtown Phoenix or... even Picasso's, it's like an Italian place. They have a lot of good vegan options.
Ooh,
and stuff like that. So,
was it a hard transition for you? Did you really just cold turkey it, or was it?
Yeah, surprisingly enough, I was eating meat the day before I went vegan, and I did. I just went cold turkey and went straight into it, and it didn't seem hard at all. I think that a lot of people think, you know, it's like, oh, well, there's no way I could ever do that, but. Even if you just cut out on eating meat as much as we do, like the human body really isn't built to eat meat every day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be a delicacy, and it kind of turned into this necessary thing that we need to eat every day, and it's not meant to be eaten every day. So.
Do you feel like your skin improved with being a vegan?
I feel like everything improved in general, just switching from eating meat to being vegan. But yeah, I mean, my skin definitely feels a lot, you know, cleaner and... So, yeah.
Well, and Kinga's been talking about she is considering making the switch. So what advice would you have for Kinga or anybody else who's thinking of easing into a different lifestyle?
I think my best suggestion to anybody out there that's thinking about being vegetarian or vegan is just trying it out, you know, and seeing how your body reacts to it and being really aware of how you feel. Because that was one thing that kept me away from eating meat was realizing how much better I felt throughout
my
day.
How do you feel better?
Well, you got to try it out for yourself to figure it out. But
gotcha.
No, I mean, you just have a lot more energy. You feel better about yourself, and you have a lot more self-esteem, too.
Is wine vegan?
Yeah, wine is vegan. A lot of beers are vegan,
Brian
too.
Brian will find a way around it.
Right. Yeah.
So, totally. Craig, do you think you could go vegan?
Absolutely not. There is no way. If I was a dinosaur, I would have been a Tyrannosaurus Rex. Bottom line, I am a meat eater, with all due respect.
Oh, that's all right. I mean...
And Chet, could you go vegan?
I'm definitely a carnivore, too.
My man.
Oh, come on, stop with that.
I want to try it, because I feel like everyone talks about how much better they feel. So I just want to experience it for maybe 30 days and see if I really feel that... magical
sure.
feeling that everyone talks about. So we'll
yeah,
see.
And I think another big aspect that kind of influenced me to being vegan was that, you know, there's a lot of people don't like this term whenever I phrase it like this, but it's really what, when you think of it, it is. There's a total Holocaust situation with how we're treating these animals, you know, like people don't realize how much fear and anxiety and stress goes into these animals whenever they're in these concentration camps. And that's exactly what it is. I mean, a lot of the times people, you know, think about World War II and stuff like that. And I'm not trying to take anything away from, you know, that terrible moment in history. But if you think of it, I mean, it's really a machine that human beings have created with these animals, these innocent, loving creatures. And we just literally slit their throats and watch them bleed out. And that was something that I didn't want to be a part of anymore, is perpetuating that fear and that anxiety in the world. You know, it's something that I care a lot about, and it's all about bringing more love into the world and more awareness. So.
I would agree with that, but because I do eat steak and I do eat chicken as sure. of now, I don't think of it like I'm harming them. I just feel like they're supposed to be there to be eaten, and I have to be like, la, 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 la.
Yeah, and I think that's what a lot of people do. I think we do that in everything. Something, the change that we don't want to make, and we enjoy
right.
something,
sure.
we will justify it. We will make excuses and find reasons to do something different.
Yeah.
Brian always eats steak. I want to hear Brian chime in a little.
No, I've had a cauliflower a buffalo wing.
Nice. There you go.
Tasted, I mean, it was a better than a chicken wing.
That's awesome.
But no, I'm a chicken wing.
So you're going vegan?
No. All right, not tonight. Not tonight.
Why?
Well, because I don't know.
Our listeners out there, some of them are not vegan. Why
well, vegan, not? Vegetarian, I mean, we'll get into this at some point. There's differences. I mean, there's scales of, and Kevin's going to tell us a little
yeah,
about
that. Yeah, if you do go vegan, just come see us.
Okay, wait, Brian, we'll take care of you. I challenge you between now and Earth Day, Texas, that you go vegan. Will you do it?
Brian doesn't seem to have the desire, but I will say this because, look, Brian, go ahead. You have a comment there. No.
check. Mic, microphone check. No, I know.
Well, but I will say, I think one fear a lot of people have, for one, they're afraid I'm not going to get enough protein.
Sure.
For two, the fear is it doesn't taste the same. And we all know different, which we're going to talk to Delight, and you're going to see they do. But I was out with Kinga and Brian. We were at a restaurant, and they ordered wings, and they ordered me the Veggie Gardein wings.
Nice.
And they actually liked my wings better than the regular ones. At least Brian did.
True story. We did.
So don't feel like healthy, organic, or vegetarian food has to be boring or flavorless.
Okay, I will go for 30 days vegan or until Earth Day, Texas, if Brian will.
Starting when?
Starting tomorrow.
Brian, Brian's not agreeing
Brian?
To that.
I honestly don't know how to start. I mean, we'll have to read a book
Stop
or something.
Stop it. We can. He'll
well, Jam,
tell us tonight.
Give him. Can you give him? I know you were cold turkey, but
Starting
can you
tomorrow.
Give them
Will
some advice
it?
Of
sure.
how to start?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, just trying different vegan restaurants and seeing the foods that you like is a really good thing to start with. Like just Googling, you know, vegan restaurants near you. I'm sure that you guys would have a bunch of great, you know, vegan alternatives and stuff, but. Just, I mean, you'll be surprised. I guarantee that you'll be very shocked at how much is actually out there that tastes super good that's vegan.
Okay, starting tomorrow, Brian and I are doing this.
Awesome.
We're done. Between now.
Well, let's hear from the expert, Kevin.
Yeah.
Kevin?
I don't know if I'm an expert
or not.
You're
sitting here for a reason.
I mean, I'm the meat eater, so I feel a little lost.
Well, just introduce who we have here. First off, you're listening to In the Green Room, and this is Kevin with It's Delight Healthy on the Go, right?
I'm the guy who ruins North Scottsdale Road.
Nice.
By Thomas.
So we need to thank our musician, Jam.
Yes, we're going to hear a little more
from
Jam.
You killed
him. We're going to hear more from him.
Yes.
That was really good.
Thank you.
Good.
Okay. All right, so Kevin, welcome, welcome,
yes,
welcome.
You.
We've been talking about this all day. We'll talk about people trying you out for free real
Please.
Soon. But
come
first off,
teach me and Brian,
Definitely.
Brian and I, what we're going to be doing for
Definitely
the next 30
in.
Days. Because
okay.
that's it. Starting
30
tomorrow,
days, all you can do is eat
it.
Delight. That's all you can
okay,
do
there it
for
is.
The next
okay.
30 days.
I eat out a lot, so.
Yeah,
okay.
so it's pretty good. But our concept is really easy. I mean, the new fab nowadays is fast and healthy.
Right.
That's what everyone wants to do. So that we kind of do both while also... you know, giving recycle bins and fruits and stuff, you know, decomposing stuff like that. So we do have recycle bins on all premises, just on that barrier. But, I mean, the food is just, you know, it's really good. You know, we use organic bot, you know, just to kind of cut out the middleman because a lot of people buy product and they move from country to state to state to state, you know. People buy from California. People buy from there, buy from there. We
You're
buy
local.
In, yeah, we're local.
All local.
So we buy in state so it doesn't have to move fast enough so all that carbon product, all that boxes and stuff, it's not really hitting the food as much.
And you're saving gas.
Exactly. We're saving gas and we're saving product, you know, prices, all the whole nine. So we
and
buy.
And it's fresh.
And it's fresh, you know. It's really, really, really nice. We
and
don't,
you guys
know,
do serve meat, though. Let's not get off
I mean,
base.
Yes, yeah, we do have chicken and turkey, but how you guys were saying.
Is it it's fake? Farm-based,
it
though.
Is, yes, exactly. It is farm-based.
Farm-raised.
Yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not the fake vegan kind?
No. Okay. We do the whole, I mean, so like in the vegan process, like we do black bean quinoa burgers.
Mm.
Really, really good. It's kind of our own little recipe. Now, people come in and be like, oh, burger, that's really cool. No, we don't, you know, we kind of stay away from that. So we do a black bean quinoa. And then we do our own little recipe, and it comes in three different styles. And again, we do breadless, which is called naked. People don't know out there. It's called naked style. So you can take the bread off. So you get a little naked, feel a little naked, you know? So it's really, really good, but, you know, it's really good.
We're not talking about my nakedness tonight. So when you say you have three different styles, what does that mean?
So for the burgers, you know, so some people like to do, you know, protein, you know, eggs on the burger. So we have an early bird burger that has eggs,
yum,
you know, mixed greens, tomato, some avocado, and then a little chipotle aioli. You know, not too crazy, just a little zest in there. And then we do a top notch, which I'm a bacon connoisseur, so there's some bacon on there, but with barbecue sauce we buy locally, and with some, you know, cheese on there. It's delicious. And then we have one more style, and we have this really good tzatziki sauce we make. We put a little tzatziki on there, avocado, mixed greens, and we get some. We tell a lot of people we have wraps. We have all the, you know, you can change any bread to a wrap. So a lot of people are like, oh, I don't want to eat a sandwich, you know, but, you know, change it to a wrap. Mm-hmm. You feel a little, because our food, we're trying to basically portray, like, we want you to be full, but we want you to be still going, still active. Well, after one of those, God. After one of those, you know, you can still, you know, have a good Craig, workout, you know.
Craig, what, was that you or was that Chet?
Was
for
that a
those of you
push?
Watching, you did not hear the ridiculous burp that came somewhere from that area.
Well, no,
he's excited for the burgers. That's why.
Well, no, and so it was funny last night.
No, that's okay.
No, it was funny. I've never heard that button before.
Well, I'm happy I got to bring it out.
I've
then.
Only heard clapping. So
hearing that, what you just described, it got my internal machinations working. That's all.
So it's funny. I was watching Channel 15, ABC 15,
uh-huh,
and they actually had a segment on Delight.
Yes.
And they were talking about smoothies, too. Mm-hmm. Smoothies are such a big part of people's lives, but it's, in my opinion, like a Jamba Juice, mm-hmm, or something. It's full of just crap, right?
Well, tell us about my personal opinion.
We have people already commenting on those smoothies. Mm-hmm. Angie Kelly says, that breakfast buzz at Delight.
Mm-hmm. It's a big one.
Tell us about it.
So the breakfast buzz is huge. So it's kind of like a mid, you know, if you're kind of on the go and you don't want a real meal, we kind of have a meal in a shake. So it's a vitamin and protein powder. It's a whey isolate protein. So that protein will go through your body very fast, and it'll burn through it. But we also use chocolate, peanut butter, banana, and two shots of espresso in our normal shot.
I'm here tomorrow. That sounds
so
good.
So two shots.
Seriously.
Yeah, and right? The best part is, especially on the vegan thing, we have a vegan breakfast buzz.
Yep.
So if you're still in that vegan, because we have dairyless milk, because we use non-fat milk, we do use non-fat milk for the buzz, but for the vegan buzz, we use an almond milk base, which is really good, and we use a quinoa-based protein. So it's a quinoa chocolate-based protein. We exit the chocolate, you know, kind of get a little more thick, lighter, and then still put some peanut butter on there and banana, and it's really good.
Okay, you're making me want to go vegan. That sounds
delicious. We're all going to go.
Yeah, no. We just started franchising.
Oh, you did?
We did.
Wow.
Yeah, it's huge. So we're in North Scottsdale. Now on Shea, Scottsdale and Shea, more like 70th, like 74th
and Shea. I'm very close to
Shea.
There. Okay.
Right. Over there by the old Harkins, Shea,
sure.
14.
Okay.
In another area.
Yeah.
We have South Scottsdale, where I am. Hey, come see me.
What are your cross streets?
We're on Thomas and Scottsdale.
Okay,
a little bit more south.
Scottsdale. By Albertsons?
South, next to it. We're right next to it.
Okay.
Kind of more south. And then we're on Tempe. So all you college kids.
Chet.
Come see me.
Okay, well, after the show, we'll talk about us getting a huge discount so we can talk about your
See, so what I said.
And, no.
She always hits people
up. Not even
up.
Shy about it, guys.
No, I'm not. And then he and I'll eat there for the next
So I said
days.
I brought presents for you guys. So I brought free drink coupons.
Okay, yes.
That's good. So everyone gets a free drink coupon.
Yes. There we go.
Because a lot of people, because the buzzes are kind of heavy, a lot of people know. So we have this other smoothie called the Green Lemonade. And it's a kind of a smoothie for that, you know, springtime, a lot of sinuses. So it has a kale, pineapple, mango, but it has ginger and garlic, and just enough ginger and garlic so it doesn't overflow you. But and it comes in one size, it comes perfect. So if you want a really light smoothie, green lemonade's really good.
Oh, Kevin, How'd you get into this? I mean, I always want to know how people. So it's funny because Tim, at a very young age, started working for Goodwill and in that industry, and he's worked up to CEO and president.
Yeah.
So how do you create this?
So well, I mean, my background. I've been in the service industry for a very long time. So I worked in Old Town Scottsdale for a long time. I worked at for EEG in an Evening Entertainment Group. They own Bottle Blonde, R&R, kind of the club scene. Kind of got over it and started wanting to get in the healthier. Healthier options, kind of like, portrayed because, bartending, you see a lot of people eat a lot of greasy food and a lot of drinks, and you're like, I want you to be like, hey, chime in, but not call them fat or anything. So I want to be like, let's do something different. So I was like, healthy.
Did you say chime in, but not call them fat?
Yeah, exactly. So I don't want to chime in and call them fat.
I want to make sure we all heard that.
Exactly. So this, when I saw this process, I was like, wow, a healthy food on the go. Because, where else can you go? You want to go to this big corporate places. And they have, cheap food, but so much grease and so much fats and so yada, blah, 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 all that bad stuff.
See, I'm not doing that anymore. No more.
See, exactly. We cut all that out and then we use everything. So I loved the concept of the place. I fell in love with it and it's really, really good.
Now, do you guys juice and have any mixed drinks like vodka with like kale juice?
I mean, I wish. But no, we do not. I was thinking maybe a little Bailey's
first
in the
you
buzz.
You want a discount, now you want him to provide the cocktail.
5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah, so,
Just wondering if there's any healthy liquor drinks.
It's almost happy hour.
Wow, that's...
Okay, maybe I'll have to open up a place like that.
So we do have a giveaway to give people a chance. So Brian was talking about the story on ABC 15. We're going to share that because that deal of the day is still going on. It is half off at all of their restaurants, the entire menu. Mm-hmm. But that ends today. But that's okay, because if you're listening to In the Green Room and you're one of our winners, you're going to eat for free. Mm-hmm. Right, Brian?
Right on, yeah. And it's not, we're not just talking about a $5 donation. This is a $25 kick.
Yep, a
$25
gift card.
Of them?
Yes.
And that'll feed a family.
And, those prices are very reasonable. Can you talk to us about your prices? Because most people think it's too expensive to eat.
I mean, you have to, quality, and you want to pay for quality. Let's call it spade a spade. You want to pay for quality. So the turkey and everything, how it's raised and how we use it, it's really good quality. So, instead of, if you're late for work and you want a buzz, it's only $6 for a buzz. And then it's for, any burrito or any place you go to is going to be $8 anyways, $10 for a meal if you want to go to, any fast food restaurant. For us, a shake and a wrap, it's going to cost you $12, $15 the most.
But it's healthy.
But it's healthy, and you don't feel any sluggish later. There's no sluggish. You feel like you could hike a mountain later.
And you're not getting a pot belly.
No pot belly. You're getting skinnier. You're getting skinnier while you eat it.
Hey, King, you were asking for a discount? Lunch is on me tomorrow.
Well, so Quita,
so people
what's
are
going
on Facebook
on here?
Right now, and they've already started commenting, and the question that we asked is, how do you eat organic on a budget? And so we already had people already commenting, and that's when we said we are going to decide who those winners are going to be. So do we want to look at any of those comments, or do we want to give people a few more minutes to comment?
Give them a
more?
Couple minutes,
So guys, our Facebook page, it's inthegreenroom.green. Now, if you're listening, you're not in front of a computer, will be nice. Why don't you go ahead and call in? Why don't we take two callers?
Yeah, that'd be great.
And we'll give some of those away because it looks like Kevin was so nice. It's actually a couple of extra here.
Maybe
all
a
right.
couple.
So, maybe. So that number, Brian, if you want to call in for these three gift cards.
421-0640.
Right on. One more time, guys. So if you want to call in to get one of these free $25 gift cards, or if you have any questions for Kevin or any of us, we've got Mr. Tim O'Neill with Goodwill still here for any questions. And, that number, go ahead, Kinga.
And we have a college student right here that eats healthy, an athlete. And I want to ask him that question because he's the one on a tight budget.
You mix the four berry smoothie with berry Ciroc. That's great, Mr.
Oh, he is getting Kinga tonight, isn't he, guys?
Wait, you mix what?
Oh, I thought he said berry Ciroc. That's what I thought he said.
Wait, what is it?
Oh. The berry Ciroc, yes.
That's what I thought you guys.
That's what he was saying.
Oh, so you don't serve
don't
the vodka.
No, no, we have no
Chad,
vodka. No.
Chet makes his own.
I want what he's
got
having.
Got it.
I'll take
it. Okay.
I'm going to take one when he's having.
Okay, Kinga doesn't get it. So what he's saying
Wait,
is go to Delight, get this drink, take this drink home, mix it with your own drink, bam, there's your cocktail. Bam.
Oh, that's a great question.
So, Kevin, poolside in summertime.
So tell us about your expansion plans. Like, what do you want to go nationwide? What are you thinking?
I tell you the truth, I'm just a manager.
Yeah.
But in my personal belief, I think moving to maybe a little west, or I think it would be perfect. I think a lot of California, especially around spring training time, you get, you know, the flock from the west and up from, you know, everyone tells you to go to California. So I think California would be awesome. Or kind of branching out still. I mean, Arizona is so much place to cover. You know, Gilbert is, you know, mm-hmm. up and rising, and they're also trying to be healthy. Chandler is always a good option. So there's always places to go.
Well, and I think Flagstaff would be an excellent market for you.
Such a small group, and they're probably all living up there. No, we are not. We're basically on Scottsdale Road.
You would get so much business with those athletes at UVA.
Yeah.
You should be in Tucson.
Even like NAU, like you said.
Well, you're a good manager, because I can tell you're passionate about what
you're
doing.
Yeah, you are.
You love your job. That's awesome.
Just here to help out.
Tell that in some of the comments on our Facebook page. People who have checked you out are commenting and talking about how great you guys are. We've got Mr. Scott Cayley. He says, we were there for the go, and the food and drinks were great.
Thanks, Scott.
But what really stuck out was how one of the owners took complimentary drinks out to a crew of firefighters and ambulance personnel who had just helped a person with a medical condition. That was class. And we're silent.
That's awesome.
But, I mean, that is awesome, because we're talking about how great the customer service, and it's more than just
that's one thing we harp on all the time. I mean, because we're so fast. I mean, we try to get, like if you guys ever been on Scottsdale Road, on North Scottsdale, coming down Thomas, it's a pain in the butt. I'm sorry, but it's just how we are. It's how we're ran, how we're modeled. You know, we're small, but we try as fast as we must, you know, because there's a lot of people we want to get healthy people on the go. So that's the big thing. We want them to move so we can get, you know,
healthy
more
and
people
fast.
And healthy and fast. So that's what we try the most on. So customer service is huge on our list.
What would you say is the hardest part about, because this is change, and most people don't like change. So what would you say is the hardest part getting people interested?
The hardest part is the French fries and sodas, I call them. The French fries and sodas. The people walk in and say, can I get a Diet Coke, or can I get a French, you know, do you have, you know, well, those people are hard because they don't understand what we're trying to portray is we're trying to be organic and gras and recycling and stuff like that we don't have
healthy.
Any.
You want to be healthy.
Healthy. So we don't have any greases and, you know, corn syrups and stuff like that, you know, because, you know, let's be honest, it's not always great to be healthy, but it is good, but it always doesn't taste the best, you know. Like you probably saying, going vegan doesn't taste the greatest. Like, we have this oatmeal. I thought it was oatmeal when I first ever got it. It had oats in it. I was like, oh, oatmeal, awesome. And I give it a bite, and it is quinoa. We use quinoa for our oatmeal instead of oats. And
yummy.
I was like, whoa. But it tasted really, really good.
So you're getting some protein in there.
Yeah, so you're getting your protein, but you know, and some fruit. But the first time, I was like, that's awesome. So, yeah, so it's people like that trying to change it up.
If your company, if Delish had many around the universities, and the parents could give gift cards to their kids just for Delish, then the kids would eat healthier.
Yeah, we have.
Students,
I mean, I see bosses coming all the time
by
gift cards all the time. But, hey, listen, we get it all the time.
I said Delish.
People say Delish. People don't want to pretend. People still think they just want to call it Delish. They want to think we're lying to them when we call it Delight.
Yeah, but it's delicious.
I know. But now it's delightful.
But what do you think of my idea? If you have it all around the university,
I think it'd be perfect.
And
I think
the parents could give all the students.
Because I mean, that's I wouldn't mind that, my stocking stuffer, you know.
So, guys, we would love to hear from you. What is your advice? What are your ideas? What do you think would inspire you to eat a little bit more healthy, right? So, Kevin, we are so excited. Thank you for being on. Thank you for these gift cards that we're going to be giving away.
Thank you so much. And tell us your name again.
My name is
Kevin. Tell the world.
Kevin Callahan.
Come see me. And we'll have your site and everything.
Thomas and Scottsdale, please come see me.
Thomas and Scottsdale.
We'll take care of you.
Thanks for being on the show.
You're very welcome.
Thank you for being
passionate. We're going to continue the groove.
Thank you, yeah.
We've got Mr. Jam here who has talked all his vegan.
What's up?
All right, so what do you got coming up for us now?
This next tune I'm going to play is called Harmonic Tapestry, and it's all about just how Earth is this beautiful tapestry floating in space, and you got to respect it and treat it with love. So here we go.
Let's do it.
Yeah. threads of limitless light allows humanity to unite. The fabric of reality is harmonic tapestry. Release that fear from the past. A new beginning is here to last. Yeah, this world will always be harmonic tapestry. While you're in it, life will appear to be what it's not. It'll soon be clear that this world will always be harmonic tapestry. To what is greater, we're part of a legacy in our mother's tapestry. She gives us love in all our days to watch us grow and be amazed. So rejoice in who you are, vibrations from the stars. World will always be harmonic tapestry. While you're in it, life will appear to be what it's not. It'll soon be clear that this world will always be harmonic tapestry. Ooh, yeah. Don't you know? Ooh, yeah. You gotta treat it with love. Ooh, yeah. Cause this world will always be. Gotta treat it with love. Yeah. Gotta treat it with
Miss Wendy West, because she referred him. That's how we heard
thank
about
you,
him.
Wendy West.
So, Wendy, thank you. We love him. It was a great, great, great suggestion. So, thank you for being on our show.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Hey, guys.
You are a definite regular if we can have you, because you fit exactly what our show's about.
Oh, very cool.
The words,
well, I'd love to be back.
The lyrics. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right,
blessings.
Guys.
Thank you. So, you are listening to In the Green Room. We're back with Mr. Tim O'Neill with Goodwill Industries of
Premier
Arizona.
Sponsor.
Yes. Our premier sponsor. And you know, people have been asking questions, so we wanted to make sure to get to their questions, Tim. So we've got a question from Letitia Mack. She says, so do we just drop off the clothes for recycling at any Goodwill center?
Yep, any Goodwill center, whether it's a store or a donation center, bring them in. Our folks should be able to come out, take the stuff out of your car, get you a donation receipt, and get you on your way.
Awesome. Thank you for that question, Miss Letitia. Any last thoughts or anything you want to tell people to inspire them and let them know this is what we are doing for you?
So, you know, I would just say that this is a way that individuals can make a difference, and it's easy. You know, you think of recycling aluminum cans or water bottles, but people don't think about recycling their clothing. And a lot of it, I think there's some statistic that says 95% of clothing that ends up in landfill is reusable in some way, shape, or form. So if you want to make a difference in your community, this is easy. Clean out your closets, bring it to a Goodwill, and you're going to be able to help somebody get back on their feet, be more self-sufficient, and get them to a sustainable life. So sustainability isn't just recycling. This is helping people get back on their feet and create great lives for themselves.
And I don't know if you know this, Tim, but when Quita, Brian, and I are out and about and we're not here at the show, we talk about you and we talk about what you've done for Goodwill and what you do for the community and how amazing Goodwill is. We're full-time. We're working it.
I appreciate that very much.
Well, because we all agree that you definitely stand for our motto, and you know that's saving the planet
one show at a time.
So, guys, thank you for listening. That is our show tonight. Remember, if you want to hear it again, go to our website at inthegreenroom.green. We want to thank our guests, of course, Mr. Tim O'Neill with Goodwill, Kevin with Delight, Healthy on the Go, and then Mr. Jam, our conscious, pleasant, positive guy over there.
I also want to thank Quita for being so amazing and doing so much for the show.
Oh.
You are amazing. You're a rock star. And Brian.
Oh, my gosh.
And Kinga.
And Craig.
We're having a love fest right now, guys. Hey, thanks for watching.
And Chet. Say hi to Chet.
And Chet. Don't forget the motto, guys. Saving the planet.
One show at a time.
Thank you for listening to In the Green Room. Join us here live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. or anytime on demand 24/7 on StarWorldWideNetworks.com.